ormai ti, questo 20 anni sono battuto io. E tu de mai, e questo 18, so, de... I work in a restaurant, Filipino restaurant, sometimes other nationality restaurant. Yeah, I serve people, I put the dishes on the table. That's what waiters do at that time. Oh, it's not counted hard work. I was young, that's why I don't know. Oh, not so much. Enough for paying the monthly rent and for a good time. It's a precious school. I live in a small apartment down there. That was cheap then during those years, 1930.
Do you remember what the area of San Francisco you lived in? Can you describe that area, the neighborhood?
I forgot the name of the streets. That was a long time ago. From the place where I used to work, where I live at that time. And I could easily afford it because it's cheap and I have a partner that share with the rent. Yeah. Yeah, there were plenty. We were all young at that time. Because I myself was young, and those people, they might be a little bit older, 3, 4 years or 8 years older than me. Yeah, that's okay.
So at the time you were a bachelor?
Yeah.
Were you lonely?
No, because during weekends, I go places also to have good time. One soul or one soul or what not? Yeah.
Okay, then you said you went to Salinas, Washington. Why did you go there?
Work in the farm.
How was it when you worked at the farm? How was that?
Oh, it's very good. You will get used to it as long as you stay there. Work that time, 8 hours, and then you go home, rest. Then during weekends, I go to dance halls, dance.
Did you have a lot of friends there?
Yeah. Filipinos or other nationality. They're nice also if you treat them nice. But I was good to them, so they're good to me. Because I was young, I was not rough or cruel. During World War II, I was inducted in the army, U.S. Army. I went to Honolulu, we stopped there for a while, and then straight to the Philippines. And we put the Japanese there. World War II, 1943, I suppose.
How was it going back to the
Philippines? It was a lot different. They were married, some of them. Some are still single. And I told them, I want to get married as soon as possible, I told them. So they introduced me to young Filipino women. I got married. I liked her, she liked me, we got married. And then we had five children, three girls, two boys. Yeah. Married in the Philippines, lived there for how many years, and then come back to America with her. And what will be the grandkids gonna I was in the service, I was U.S. Citizen already.
You were a U.S. citizen before joining or
no? When I joined the U.S. Army, I applied for a U.S. citizen. Then I got married, I raised my children, and then come back here. What year now?
When we got married,
well, we stayed there, raised our children, five of them. And when the first one graduated in nursing, he was the one, she came here in America. That was 1971 when she came here. No. We came here 1982. When all of them had finished college, My oldest daughter was a nurse. The second one is a school teacher. The third one is an engineer. The fourth one is a nurse. And my last, that's why we stayed there for a long time, is now a doctor. Doctor of medicine. No. Three of them are here. Three girls are here. Because one died, the engineer. And the boy, who is now 47 years old, is still in the Philippines. He's a doctor. And during our 60th anniversary, when we will do it this September 10, he's coming here to join us. Yeah. Yes, that's why I finished high school. For a second year, so when I stopped, then after World War II, I went to school. I finished high school. That's all. Then in the Philippines, I was in the Philippines at that time. Have your pension even now.
So what did you do in the Philippines when you were there? Because they fought. What did you do?
I have a small dry goods store. In the Philippines. Did you meet? Oh my God, it was a 1 month courtship and at the same time married. Because here I have a co-teacher who is the husband of her oldest sister. My co-teacher, they introduced him to me. I like her, she likes me, we got married.
Yeah. 1 month. For the whole month. In 2 weeks, he came to my place. Then he talked to my mom and to my oldest brother. And they asked her if he is really a bachelor. And he said, yes, I'm a bachelor. No string attached. Nobody in America got married with. So he said, well, it's okay. So, got a furlough for a week. And then, that's when we got married, September 16, 1945. So what did you like about
her? Oh, she's nice. She's educated. She was a school teacher. Fourth grade. Then I was a high school graduate only. But I was a soldier. U.S. Army. Esa es orilla de la Biblia. Es orilla de una, con una tuet long. I was in this service. She was texting. I like her. She likes me. We got married. That's all. When I left, that's why I don't know much about women. But I went to, I go to dance when I was there before coming here. But proposing to women, I was young. And I had no experience with that. Yeah, there were lots in the Philippines, also in San Francisco. During weekends, that's all.
And then before, you said that it's hard to be with Filipino women. There are only a few. I was very active when I was here. I'm a member of the... I'm very active when I was here. I was more active than him. I joined so many organizations, like the Filipino community, some Pagita, American Legion Auxiliary. Yeah, because we are legionnaires. This was during a, what do you call that, in a year, Papa? Philippines, and we did not bring all of those, but I had some.
weeping due to this. Yeah, it was very good. Very quiet, very peaceful. Nobody bothers us here. That's why we stay here for 20 years. Work in the department daytime and weekends. I attend dances Saturday or Sunday. That's the time when my loneliness go away, because weekends I have a good time. Weekdays I work in the farm. Yeah. But it is nice. I was young, so I don't mind. I didn't mind at all. I enjoyed working because I was young. One week, there's Monday to Friday, I work in the farm. Saturday, Sunday, I had good time, good to the dance.
So where did you live when you
went to the farm? Oh, the in farm houses. When you work in the farm, there are houses where you could live also your rent. Yeah, it's close to the where you work.
This is the engineer. This is the doctor. Yeah. This is our 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
That was our 50th wedding anniversary. This is the nurse, this is the oldest, Thelma is her name. This is Judy, the school teacher and the realtor. And this is Yolanda, who is in MA, the school nurse.
These are our grandkids.
You know that Jennifer is now in the military, right now.
How old is she?
18. He's now in New York.
High school graduate. 18 years old.
Now he's in the military.
Where is he?
No, he's in basic training.
He's in New York. Where was he?
The one?
So where was he taken?
During our 50th wedding anniversary in the church.
Here in San Jose?
Yeah.
Here in San Jose.
They were still young. Now they are all grown up.
They have their own family.
That was 10 years ago.